Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
We're down here at the 2016 Senior Bowl with the standout from Oklahoma, Charles Tepper. What's it like being down here so far for you?
Oh, it's a lot of fun, man. Get to see some of the greatest seniors come out. I can't wait to get out there and get to that first practice on Tuesday, see some of these guys finally play.
Now, the last time you had pads on, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but what's it like just, you know, you're getting them back on again?
Oh, I can't wait, because the last one I took a big L to Clemson, so I can't wait to go out there and take some anger out that I still have from that game.
And for you, have you always had the size?
Oh, yeah, I've been the same size for since 8th grade. Just gained some weight, I would have to say. I've been 6'3 since 8th grade. I thought I was going to be 6'9 being a standout basketball player, but it's not.
You know, I talked to Steelers' Lawrence Timmons not too long ago, and his dad was in the locker room. Okay. His dad's like 6'7".
Ooh.
He's like 6'3".
Okay.
And I looked at him, I go, and he joked, my mom's like 5 feet tall.
Okay.
He goes, if not, I'd have been the next Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, so, I think I'd have been the next. Like Draymond Green.
Oh,
yeah.
Power.
Yeah.
Skills.
It's like a hybrid four.
Yeah, I can see that.
Get the ball up court, got a little athletic ability.
What's it like for you? I've never asked this question, but I mean, just talking about other sports, I mean, how much do you play other stuff and how much are you worried about hurting something?
I had to put basketball down. I stopped playing after my freshman year in college. That's exactly why I stopped, because the scared I'm going to get hurt or freak accidents or, you know, some people just get jealous sometimes. And I really just need to focus on football, being that I started so late.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Charles Tapper here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check it out at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. So let's kind of delve into what you do well and why you're here. I mean, if scouts are breaking down some film, what are they going to love at you? What are those home run traits on film?
My power, my quickness, and my speed, man. And I get to finally show them I can rush the pass from a 5 technique. Playing that 4 technique all throughout college, it's fun, but it's nothing like playing that 5 technique.
And for you, and I was just getting to that, but besides that, is there anything else going on? Because we pass this on to scouts, they do listen in. This is your opportunity. Is there anything out there that you need to tell these guys that they may not know that's a huge bonus?
That I'm hands down one of the best pass rushers in the country, I feel like. I mean, I didn't get to show up from the 4 technique. I had a great rusher, but two great rushers beside me, Devontae Bond and Eric Strike. And I mean, I got a couple sections of 4 techniques, which you say a lot when you're getting double teamed a lot in there.
Yeah, what's that like? A sense of pride getting that double team?
Oh, man. I don't like that double team. I wish I could take that pride away.
A sense of pride, though.
A little bit, but you don't want that double team. But it is a sense of pride. I mean, you must be doing something right if they got a double team.
Right, right. Hey, man, it's good, right?
Yeah.
If not, you know you're going to probably be single.
Yeah, definitely.
I was kind of considering the stat guys like dunk artists. You got your moves, you got your windmill, you got your reverse, your tomahawk jam, you know, then you got your swim move, you got your spin move, your bull rush. You know, what's the repertoire in your arsenal?
I would have to say the club rip, the basic club rip, the dip, to try to run around and just dip, and then that spin move. I love that spin move. That counter spin is ridiculous. I love to set somebody up field as quick as possible and just spin back on it. It's so beautiful when it goes perfect.
Excellent stuff, man. I cannot wait. You're getting me jacked up already. I can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to get out there, man. I'm going to bring a lot of energy out there, too.
I've been doing this a long time. I've talked to probably over 1,000 kids. I don't know if I've met anyone more jacked up to just get out there this week.
Man, I can't wait. I mean, it's a Senior Bowl. It's a lot of seniors didn't get this opportunity. A lot of juniors didn't get this opportunity. I mean, you got to take full advantage of this opportunity. I mean, everything. The little Reese's, I'm going to take full advantage of them, man. I just want to thank everybody who gave me this opportunity.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Charles Tapper, kind enough to talk some NFL draft down here at the Reese's Senior Bowl. For you, head coach Bob Stoops, great coach. I mean, what's it like playing under him? I'm a Youngstown guy. He's a Youngstown guy. So does he ever mention Youngstown at all?
Oh, he mentioned it a couple times. He mentioned some of the guys he grew up with, but kind of just stayed away from it, I guess. I don't know. Really, I heard Youngstown's a rough place to come up in. It's kind of like a Baltimore. Kind of like a Baltimore area, so he kind of stayed away from it. But me and him had a bond because we grew up from two hard places. Yeah, so I could always go talk to Coach Bob. I mean, he's been like a father figure to me, I would have to say. I mean, he didn't have to come get me from Baltimore. He didn't have to give me a scholarship. And it's like, I'm really thankful for Coach Bob Stoops.
Charles, you seem like a, I mean, just you thanking everybody at the Reese's Senior Bowl, you talking about Coach Stoops, I mean, obviously, seems like you're a very, you understand and you're mindful of the blessings in life. Is that fair enough to say?
Yes, definitely, because being from, like you said, you're from Youngstown, Ohio, I'm from Baltimore, you understand that. It's a blessing making it out them cities. I mean, I still have a lot of friends that still in the city doing the same exact things. I mean, they're living through me right now, and I got a lot of friends that passed away, and they're living it through me. So every little thing is a blessing to me.
Excellent, excellent stuff. We got a couple more questions for you. May have been Coach Stoops, could have been a teammate. What is one of the more heartfelt compliments you've received that kind of sticks with you till this day and helps you kind of grind?
He told me I was one of the best players he ever coached. He didn't say like athletic wise or anything. He's like your personality, your traits off the field. I mean, you and your mom like two people I'll never forget. And like he knew my mom on like a first name basis. And I mean that's a big thing with coming from Coach Stoops because he sees probably 100,000 people moms a day. He knew my mom on first name basis. And it's off the things that she did and I did.
But you do have a personality. I mean, you have a charismatic, fun personality. I mean, I assume that carries over on the field where you're the energizer bunny of the defense.
Definitely. I mean, especially in practice. Like, I can't wait for these couple weeks of practice because practice is the best. It's like the best thing. I mean, practice is sometimes fun in the game because you got no referees out there. You can do whatever you want. I mean, it's just one-on-one the whole time. You on the tackle. You just pick them out. This time, you get to pick out five tackles or five guards and just try to dominate the whole practice and just get to talk some trash and just have a lot of fun.
Awesome stuff. Before we wrap things up, one of my favorite shows in a long, long, long time, Charles. I appreciate you stopping by. We always end it on a lighthearted note with some fun questions. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Now, besides playing football as a professional, if you had to make some extra money doing one of these two things, are we more inclined to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band? Or are we more inclined to see you on the male runway some style and some clothes?
Oh, you probably see me on the runway, man. I love my style, man. As you can see, I got on some nice shoes right now. I love style. I love swagger.
Nice, nice. And this is usually the favorite question I ask for you guys to answer. We save it for last. Female celebrities, Charles. If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who you taking to dinner?
Man, I have a girl back home that I like her more than most celebrities. Her name is Mignon Lighty. I mean, if I could take her on a date, I would love to do that.
There you go, man. That's a well played. Just being in trouble, man.
Definitely.
But I do like to say, if I had her on the show, would she say Charles Sapp or would she say somebody else?
I don't know. I hope she say Charles Sapp because I'm trying my hardest to get it right now. She's still trying to not give me no play, but I'm going to keep trying.
Hey, man, stop, man. Hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. I cannot wait. I'm telling you, I cannot wait to see you out there.
Thank you so much, man.
Thanks again. Once again, that was Charles Tapper, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.